New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo gave his State of the State speech last week as he prepares his budget for the year. Education, always one of the main ingredients of the budget, this year will be no exception. And Tim Creamer is with us today. Tim is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association. Tim, welcome back to Midday Magazine.
Thank you, Ray. Good to be back.
So in a statement you released after the governor's State of the State address, you said that the governor presented several promising initiatives for schools. What do you see this year? What's different from last year?
Well, he did focus on some things that, frankly, are going to be in this commission report. I think he was kind of telegraphing what he expected to be in the governor's commission report, things such as a focus on early childhood education. He talked about universal pre-K, technology. He has a bond issue, a bond act that he would put forward for
That's
technology.
That's a $2 billion bond act.
Yes. Right, right. Yeah. He talked about different focusing on STEM that is focusing on a certain type of curriculum that would be useful. Early college courses. He talked about some structural changes, things that have some promising goals in place. He has a lot of answers to tell us about in his budget regarding the details of how he's going to pay for all this.
Funding would be the tricky part, and in this climate now of caps and 2% caps, how do you reckon it'll get paid for?
We are still befuddled a bit by the fact that he is talking about having this additional surplus, and yet we still have this what is called a gap elimination adjustment, which would reduce a structural surplus in a state budget. How can you have a gap elimination adjustment still put on school aid and not have a gap? It doesn't seem right, and there seems to be a contradiction in there. The things that he pointed out to financially in his State of the State are things that we commented on in our paper. The first one had to do with 2-year property tax freeze. He is suggesting that any school district, any taxing authority, school districts or who I represent, who stay at or below their tax cap when they go out for their new budget vote, if they stay at or below, their taxpayers will be rewarded, if you will, with a rebate that will means the state will pick up the increase in taxes on their property tax bill. Most districts were going to probably stay at or below their cap anyway.
Yeah.
And this is not a significant amount of money that he probably is going to invest, but it is something that my members would say, hey, he just basically guaranteed that we're going to pass our budgets if he's going to willing to pick that up and make it almost no cost to the taxpayer. But in year number two, he suggests, I'll do likewise, the same deal, but those school districts also have to make some structural changes. They have to perhaps have some service sharing, perhaps some consolidations that are in effect. And justifying those is going to be very difficult. A lot of districts have already done all the service sharing they can, and vote after vote, consolidation votes, seem to go down. I don't think there's a whole lot of people supportive of school district consolidations these days.
We're talking to Tim Creamer, who is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, in response, I would say, to the governor's State of the State last week, in which he laid out a broad education agenda and also, at the same time, a plan to cut taxes. And, of course, in New York, where money is often thrown at education at a fairly good clip, how do the two meet, in your estimation?
We're going to find that to be very difficult. I mean, he is putting all kinds of pressure on what we can raise locally, and at the same time limiting what the state is willing to spend on school aid. They are indexing school aid increases, theoretically, to a growth in personal income. And that's been in place for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the only index that we were using, it would be about a 3.4% increase in school aid to schools district or statewide. Last year, he did not stick to that index. He added additional monies, as did the legislature. This year, he's already suggested that he sees a school aid increase of about 5%. So the negotiations are underway. You have seen other organizations coming up with everything from $1.3 billion state aid increase. I've seen the school business officials up in the two range,
mm-hmm.
two and a half range. people want to get back to that place where we recognize that we have not had increases in state aid, significant increases, in years. There are school districts in this state that are still struggling with a state aid amount that is equivalent to what they received in 2008-09, prior to the recession.
And State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli came out with a report today. It shows school district revenue growth slows. So, again, it's a situation where tax cuts have been promised. I don't see how all of this ambitious agenda can get done. Perhaps you have an idea.
Well, I don't necessarily. He's talking about the fact that he would have a freeze on property taxes that we and willing to pay for those increases. That could be last year. There were 641 districts, I believe, who had stayed at or below their cap. Mm. And cumulatively, totally, they raised $500+ million. That would be the equivalent of what the governor would be willing to pay in state aid or in property tax rebates this year if he followed suit. That's a lot of money. We would welcome that type of money, and it basically guarantees the fact that we're going to get our levies passed if he would provide that. But I'm not sure if that kind of money is available when you start also looking at universal pre-K. You start looking at putting forward a bonus program for highly effective teachers, a variety of other initiatives that he put forward in his State of the State, much of which we like very much. I don't want to suggest that the goals right. are not wrong, but how do you pay for it?
And you mentioned the reluctance of, you represent some 700 school boards?
About 670.
Okay. So you mentioned reluctance of some school boards to consolidate services. Now, I have been to school board meetings in my town, and it's a thorny issue that is discussed all the time. How do we shave a few dollars here and a few dollars there? Is there any more wiggle room for consolidation, in your estimation?
Not much. I would tell you that we've done research in this regard, and a few bucks on the table is not enough. People do not want to give up their identity as a local community. They worry about long bus rides. They worry about competing or joining with this group, this school district across the way that they have been competitors with for years and years. It just doesn't make sense. There's a lot of emotion and politics that come into play. What we have found is if there are smaller districts that have gotten to this place where they cannot provide a high quality educational program, they can't meet region standards, for example, they've reached what we oftentimes refer to as educational insolvency, then they might be open to the idea of partnering up with somebody down the road if we can expand our academic offerings. But a few bucks on the table doesn't seem to do it. You've seen vote after vote. I think Mayfield and Northville were just happened this last week where they said no. Yep. And that happens time after time after time.
Tim Creamer is our guest. And before I let you go, Tim, I want you to weigh in on NYSET, New York State United Teachers, planning a no-confidence vote in State Ed Commissioner John King, saying they haven't received enough guidance on Common Core. And they also resent the system of the teacher evaluations. What's the position of your organization?
Well, I think it's their position on teacher evaluations that's central to this discussion. The NYSET went forward with this agreement. They supported a change in law that would link teacher performance to student performance. They touted this as good for teachers, as did the governor, as did the commissioner, as did Michael Mulgrew from the New York United Federation of Teachers. They were wrong. The teachers did not like this. They rebelled against it. And I do believe that a lot of this anger has and hostility has been directed specifically toward the president of the New York State United Teachers, Richard Iannuzzi, as well as the organization itself. And I think what they're trying to do is transfer that blame, that anger, and aim it down towards John King in particular and the regents in general. Has the Common Core been rolled out successfully? No. Was it done thoughtfully and properly? No. I would agree that there's a lot of changes that need to be made in order to do this right. But let's not put forward a moratorium. Let's not start blaming people for something that is being done. Let's get this done right. Let's work together and make sure we can make it good for kids.
Tim Creamer is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association. Tim, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure, Ray. Thanks.
You're listening to Midday Magazine on WAMC.